I'd gotten everything together in a rush, finishing out the last few weeks of the school year while fielding calls from Daniel and finding someone to sublet my place for the summer. No time to pause, to take in the fact that I was actually doing this. Going back. Going there. Daniel didn't know about the letter. He knew only that I was coming to help, that I had 2 months before I needed to return to my life here. Now the apartment was practically bare, an industrial box, stripped of all warmth, awaiting the moderately responsible-looking grad student who would be staying through August. I'd left him the dishes because they were a pain to pack. I'd left him the futon because he'd asked and because he threw in an extra $50. The rest of it, the things that wouldn't fit in my car at least, was in a storage unit a few blocks away. My entire life in a sealed rectangular cube, stacked full of painted furniture and winter clothes. The sound of someone knocking echoed off the empty walls, made me jump. The new tenant wasn't due to arrive for another few hours when I'd be on the road. It was way too early for anyone else. I crossed the narrow room and opened the front door.
"Surprise,"
Everett said.
"I was hoping to catch you before you left."
He was dressed for work, clean and sleek, and he bent down to kiss me, one arm tucked behind his back. He smelled like coffee and toothpaste.